Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, hello, and welcome to Healthy by Nature. Great show coming up. I'm really looking forward to it. I think we may add another hero to our collection. We'll talk with Marilyn Singleton. She's a medical doctor and trained as a lawyer. She's got some really interesting views that I think will fit right in with the paradigm that we've established here on Healthy by Nature. Last week's blog was the week before was on Sherry Rogers' interview. We went through so much that it just required a review, and so I went into some details on that on the newsletter blog the week of March 11th. And then this past week, again with Jeff Bowles as my guest last Saturday, so much information that I was afraid it would get away from us, myself included. And so the blog last week and this coming week, because it's part one and part two, we're going over melatonin and all of the surprising things that it's good for besides just jet lag and sleep, which is good in itself, up to and including cancer. So many things that we need to know about with, in some cases, higher doses of melatonin than what we would ordinarily take just for sleep issues. Well, because last week's show was pre-recorded, and I didn't think ahead, I actually didn't have this article when we recorded it, I didn't say anything about daylight savings time coming up. Well, you heard it lots of other places, and hopefully you weren't late for church because you forgot to change your clock. But when they established this, and most of us have long since forgotten what the reason was that we monkey with the clocks twice a year, they had in mind mostly like economic issues for farmers being able to have more daylight or something like that. But there were unintended consequences. And as it turns out, every cell in our body has a clock. It's called, they found a clock gene, which keeps the circadian rhythms inside us that control a lot of things, keeps them on track. So when we change things, some of the consequences, erratic driving, there are more on the Monday after the daylight savings time begins, more traffic accidents, more cardiovascular events. People feel jet lagged. They overspend and overeat. We really have to think about these things and look for the unintended consequences. And when we come back here with Dr. Singleton, I'll ask her if some of what we've seen with the actions surrounding the pandemic, are those unintended consequences or not? Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. We'll be right back after the 2 minutes of sponsor words.
Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com. I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
The phone number for the show, if you have a question for Dr. Singleton about today's topic, we don't want to wander off into curing toenail fungus or something, it's 800-281-8255. That's 800-281-8255. Well, Dr. Singleton has a really impressive resume. She's a board-certified anesthesiologist. She's the immediate past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. That's a very prestigious group. And she also has a law degree, did her residency at Harvard's Beth Israel Hospital, and she's just... a wonderful writer. I've read several of her articles. I've linked two of them to in the archive description of today's show so that you can read them for yourself and see what I mean. And she was kind enough to get up early out there in California and be with us. Good morning, Dr. Singleton.
Well, good morning. It's so good to be here. Thank you.
Well, I was very impressed reading what you've written, and one I want to start with is called Using COVID Fear to Divide and Rule. And my first question, just kind of a general one for context, how did you happen to start paying attention to the big picture instead of dutifully just tending to your knitting and following the directives that we've been given?
Part of it was truly looking at the big picture of what was happening in society. After looking at the year of the consistent race riots and these Antifa folks burning down police stations and buildings and businesses and having people's lives all torn up, it's like, what does COVID have to do with this? And you start to see the intersection of all those famous, all those people who said never let a crisis go to waste, that we have this convergence of crises. And it's like first people were divided all up into their little tribes, and then let's throw COVID on top of this and have people afraid to go out of their homes and afraid of their friends. And it just all seemed to meld together in kind of a stepwise fashion.
Yes, well, that covers the using COVID fear to divide, but what about the and rule part of that equation?
Okay, the and rule part was, in thinking about this, it made me think back to my Western civilization, which when I went to college, they still taught. And thinking back to Alexander the Great's father, who they say came up with this whole idea because all the Greek folks were getting along and pointing out some of the negativity in his regime. And so he got the idea that, well, if we keep them all broken up into little tribes, they'll be easier to control and they can't get together and overthrow me. So we're kind of in that same mentality. that if you keep people all worried about their own problems and how much they hate one another, then they will take their focus off some of the bad policies in the government.
They'll be effectively distracted, which we all have heard, but don't see much of it anymore, that sunlight is a good disinfectant, that we, if we shed light on a problem, then we're better able to deal with it. But there's so much confusion. I think people are losing, and maybe rightfully so, losing faith in the dogma that they hear coming out of the, you know, the higher levels of the bureaucracy.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's sad because there is some good information coming out. There is information that we should be listening to, but so much of it has been distorted for political purposes, and where there haven't been, in some cases, out-and-out lies, let's just say there hasn't been the whole truth. And one of the things that bothered me early on was when you turned on some of the news stations, they had these columns of COVID deaths and COVID so-called cases. They never said that the cases weren't, in fact, sick people. They were people who happened to have a positive PCR test, and now we know the PCR test was overdiagnosing. But even if you take it at its word, at least tell us you have X number of people who died, X number of people who tested positive, X number of people who were sick. But no, they made it look like anyone who got COVID was ready to die. And that just wasn't the case. And so then it made people, as you said, not believe anything. And we should believe something. We should believe that we should take care of ourselves and take our vitamins and do everything we can to keep our immune system up. And if you're not massively obese, have high blood pressure, or old, you'll probably do okay if you happen to catch COVID.
I have not heard hardly one word about protecting your immune system. They do shame people who have problems and say, yeah, you're in the high-risk group, but they don't ever say, well, here are some steps you can take to mitigate the risk.
Oh, I find that appalling, Marty. That should have come out right off the bat, and it's very interesting. Now that COVID is actually following the scientific FAR curve, F-A-R-R, it's named after a fellow, Dr. Farr, that kind of says what goes up must come down, and the cases are coming down. Suddenly I've noticed that there's some ads for the various immune products and whatnot. Why weren't we hearing these 8 months ago when it might have done some good? I mean, it always does good to improve your immune system, but it would have helped lots of folks. And then look at what was closed, and this bothered me a lot. The gyms, without making any accommodation. My husband goes to one of these over 50 gyms, and he said when they reopened, some of the really old folks who were in there just looked terrible. They were in there for balance control and all this sort of thing. And the one thing, again, that seems to come out late, that they said helped with COVID consistently was exercise. So what do? Close the gyms. Tell you not to go outside and get sunshine. It's crazy.
What also is crazy and bothered me, and I believe you too, is that there was not much, if any, discussion, in fact, often discouragement about early treatment, things that could be done with proven medications, at least been proven safe. They'll say, no, we have to wait for double-blind crossover placebo-controlled studies somewhere down the line. But there were so many things that could have been done early in treatment that were, at the best, ignored and at the worst, poo-pooed.
Oh, you're totally right. And this is another thing that bothered a large, large group of physicians, more than you'll hear speak out about it, because the fear of God, the fear of losing their license, and all these terrible things that were directed at physicians who advocated for early treatment. And what you pointed out was so important. These aren't weirdo things. These are medicines that have been around for over 50 years with a completely good safety record, and were helping attenuate the disease. And suddenly they became politically toxic drugs. And this is wrong, to have politics stepping in to the exam room. It's like, get out, let doctors be doctors. And these things worked. And it's fascinating that the idea that the revered Dr. Fauci said that, oh, well, this can't be any good because there wasn't a randomized controlled trial, all the way back in the mid-1800s, when they were using ether for anesthesia, they were talking about observing that it worked very well, and they'd wait for studies later. But for the beginning, take care of patients.
Well, ignoring some of these things, and I did some research on the hydroxychloroquine, and if you looked at the body of studies, on balance, it was shown to be effective if used early and safe. So either some of these folks have the IQ of a rutabaga, or there's a conflict of interest somewhere along the line, and maybe we'll get into that when we come back. And I also want to talk about the black population and the disparity we have in health and treatment. We'll be right back with Dr. Singleton.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanis Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanis Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanis Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
People who regularly drink coffee or tea, consume sugary foods, and in particular drink wine, beer, or spirits, and people who take antacid or diuretic water pills, deplete their body of vitamin B1, also known as thiamine. Symptoms of vitamin B1 deficiency can include headaches, chronic cough, racing heart, constipation or diarrhea, non-infectious fever, crippling weakness and pain, difficulty walking or talking, loss of smell and taste, breathlessness, loss of hunger, sweating, tingling in hands and feet, memory problems, and more. The answer to these problems is vitamin B1 in the preferred fat-soluble form provided in Nerve Guardian. It is the new dietary supplement from Lifespan Nutrition. Nerve Guardian provides 10 times more vitamin B1 than the best diet. Buy one bottle of Nerve Guardian and get a second bottle free. That's a full 8-month supply for just $3.12 per month. Call Lifespan Nutrition today and ask for Nerve Guardian. Call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest today is Marilyn Singleton, MD, JD, and we've been talking about the confusion and missteps surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic and digging into what's really going on here. And Dr. Singleton, it's not just that they have been avoiding talking about these potentially useful early interventions and prevention. They actually go out of their way to censor that information and put pressure and create problems for anybody who does. And so the plan apparently is to wait and see if keeping your distance and putting on a mask is enough to keep you from getting sick. And if it's not, let's just wait and see how sick you get. And if you get sick enough, then we'll put you on a ventilator, which will really make matters worse because it damages the lungs. And in this case, it's not a matter of the lungs not working. It's that the oxygen isn't getting across, and we should be addressing that problem. So what is at work here? Why does this stupid plan work for the people that are implementing it?
It works because everybody isn't listening to your show. Let's put it that way.
We should fix that.
Absolutely. That when you have captured the mainstream media, as everybody calls it, then that type of information is like that tree falling in the forest and nobody hearing it. That if people aren't educated, then how would they know? How would they know to ask the doctor if the doctors aren't educated? It was one of the reasons that part of this won. Doctors these days are very busy, and this started years ago with this sort of cranking patients through the office with 7 minutes per visit because you're spending all the time on electronic medical records, no time to talk to the patient, no time to do the reading that you used to do in the evening. Instead, you're inputting medical records. All these things have more tentacles to it than just one thing. And so there's no time to do independent reading about this. So what do you depend on? The Journal of the American Medical Association, New England Journal of Medicine, that made it clear that they were quite biased with regard to COVID and what works, what doesn't work, and who to believe. And I mean, they literally put articles in there attacking one of the doctors that was on Trump's task force, saying he should be run out of town on a rail and tarred and feathered. It was outrageous. So this is what the little blurbs that your random everyday doctor is reading. And of course, patients aren't hearing it. And if patients knew, and this is why it's so good that you talk about these kinds of things on your show, that a patient can go in and suggest these things to the doctor. Some people have told me their doctor had never even heard of this. And had they known, they would have gone down that road. And that's really quite sad. Something that has worked. And maybe it's not perfect, but there's a saying that we have in the operating room, don't make perfect the enemy of good. And on one hand, you're saying people are dying, and then there's people over here in the corner raising their hand saying, hey, I have something, and then having it be completely ignored. And it appeared to be in favor of $2,000 a dose drugs and Dr. Fauci's favorite, remdesivir, as it's turned out, doesn't really do any good. or the good it does is so slight that it's barely recognizable, yet he pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. And when you have $2,000 a pop versus for an entire course of treatment, $40 at most.
Well, now, we should just go ahead and name that.
What? Hydroxychloroquine.
Okay. And there's, is it ivermectin? I'm not sure I'm saying that.
Ivermectin is another one. It costs slightly more than hydroxychloroquine. That would be about probably $80 to $90 for a full course of treatment. So you've got these two. And what they are, they're both anti-parasitic drugs, which is kind of interesting. I'm not a virologist, so I certainly can't claim to be some expert into the mechanism of action, but it's certainly interesting that they're both anti-parasitic drugs. And kind of overarchingly, it looks like what hydroxychloroquine does is it helps zinc get inside the cell, and zinc helps stop that virus from replicating itself. And that's what makes you sick. All of us are breathing in viruses all the time. There's 200 coronaviruses and adenoviruses that cause colds. They're just floating around all the time. But because we have a decent immune system, and older people don't get colds all the time because they probably had most of them, and so they have some innate immunity to it. And so we don't get sick from them. And one of the reasons is the virus gets in your system, but either the antibodies in your nose or farther down stop the virus from reproducing itself. So technically one virus can kill you, but generally that doesn't happen, that you need a certain dose. And so if you can stop that virus from reproducing itself, yeah, you got the virus, but you didn't get sick from it. And that's the whole point. I'm sure if we went around testing everyone for all sorts of things, we'd find that we'd be positive for all sorts of things, but we just don't do that. That you wait until people are sick, they happen to get a test and say, oh, you're positive for X, Y, or Z. So it's one of these things that's baffling to me, having been in medicine for quite a while, to see the change in how a disease process is approached. From day one, before I was even in medical school, I was just volunteering in an ER, that you listen to people. There's something called a differential diagnosis, and then you write down a list of things you think the patient might have and start treating them so they won't get worse symptoms while you work on exactly what's wrong with them. And this is what we were doing with these medicines. Oh, they work. We found out they worked. Well, let's use it until something better comes along. And this idea that it was stopped because nothing better had come along, and in the meantime, people sat there and got sick. And that just makes no sense. Our duty is to help heal patients, and you do it however you can.
But if there's a lot of sickness and death, that does feed into the panic, which seems to be useful if one of your goals is to just increase control over people, because when they're panicked, they'll do whatever you tell them to.
Exactly. Fear is the biggest motivator for people to submit to whatever demand you have. And you get people afraid for their lives, afraid for their children's lives, and which is a whole other story. When children weren't getting sick, the idea of not sending kids to school seemed rather silly.
Beyond silly. It's cruel. Well, when we come back, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about another one of your articles entitled "Expert is a Four-Letter Word." I think we've already sort of established that might be true, but one last thing on this control issue. it isn't just the control where they can force you to get the vaccine and support the pharmaceutical industry with the expensive drugs. I think it kind of fits a whole program of controlling the rest of your life so that you do what the bureaucrats want you to. We'll be right back.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Vitamin K needs a better press agent. In the 1940s, Dr. Weston A. Price noticed that rural populations who ate their native diet had straight, cavity-free teeth and did not suffer the diseases of Western civilizations. He thought the secret was vitamin K. In the 1970s, researchers began to show that vitamin K helps blood clot normally. Now we are excited to learn that vitamin K helps guide calcium into the bones where it belongs and away from the arteries where it can cause big trouble. Sadly, deficiencies are widespread. Gerald Formula's K-Rite Soft Gel capsules contain a synergistic blend of three members of the vitamin K family. K1, which we get from leafy green foods, MK4 that we might get from animal sources, and MK7, which is produced by natural bacterial fermentation. Gero's K-Rite also has vitamin D3 for added support for bone and cardiovascular health. Links to Gero Formula's K-Rite details, interviews on the importance of vitamin K, and appropriate caution statements can be found on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature's longtime listeners probably know that host and certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin handpicks her sponsors for quality and effectiveness. For many years, HBN has been honored with the support of extraordinary sponsors like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, Gero Formulas, Kyolic Aged Garlic, and the Katsanis Institute. Bill Sardi's wonderful products are newer but equally respected. Please be aware that, depending on how you listen, some commercials may be inserted by others. For example, using smartphones to call up a station may play advertising for products or services that Marty has not researched or personally approved. Visit hbnshow.com and click Listen on the menu to learn how to make sure you hear only the approved HBN educational commercials and do not miss any program time. Thank you for listening to Healthy by Nature and for telling your friends about us. To receive Marty's free weekly newsletter, just send an email to info@hbnshow.com. info@hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
And we're back. My guest is Marilyn Singleton, MD, JD. She's a board-certified anesthesiologist and the immediate past president of the prestigious Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And we've been talking about some of the taboo subjects surrounding the COVID pandemic that when I say that they are kind of not allowed, we've seen so many cases of where a YouTube channel has been canceled, things taken off social media. Anybody who raises up their hand and objects to something that's going on, they are vilified, demonized, and just generally put their career at risk. So there's a disincentive to do that. And I don't know if this has been your experience, Dr. Singleton, but in mine over the last I don't know, some 40 years I've been in this nutrition field, is the ones that run a little bit counter to the mainstream dogma are the best and the brightest. They have used their common sense and their investigative abilities and come up with a better plan, and they are the ones that get smacked around.
You know, it's interesting you put it that way, because all we have to do is look at history. Look back to when Semmelweis just told what we now take for granted, told doctors to wash their hands after they left the morgue where they were touching dead bodies who died of some illness, and then they'd walk over and deliver a baby and wonder why the mothers died of infection. He said, wash your hands. He was vilified. And now this is standard procedure, just in life, to wash your hands. Yet this appeared to be some sort of radical, horrible idea, because it made people have to do something they weren't used to doing. And then the poor doctor, I believe his last name is Marshall, who decided that he was sure from his observations and his studies that gastric ulcers were caused by a bacteria, not by spicy foods. Again, totally vilified. But what did he get? The Nobel Prize for that discovery. So,
but he had to actually swallow the bacteria and give himself ulcers in order to prove his point. Talk about courage.
Absolutely. Exactly. What people have to do to get something that isn't dogma out there. And then the public didn't really know about it. And I remember reading about it, sort of little tidbits, doctor out there saying, oh, spicy foods don't cause ulcers. And it was poo-pooed from the get-go. So as physicians, as well as lay people, we have to learn a lesson. Look at things skeptically, but look at things. You can't just ignore things out of hand, and this certainly is true across the board, just in life, and certainly in science. We, I'm sure, would not be at the moon. They laughed at the Wright brothers when they said that we can make something heavier than air fly. How would that ever happen? Well, guess what?
I still think about that every time I'm on an airplane. Thank you very much.
Now, well, I've made you think about it again.
Yes, exactly.
But we have examples all through history of this. So what makes this any different that we can't think in a so-called, as they say, outside of the box?
And ask questions and have open debate about things. You can't, for example, say, hey, I have a question about vaccines. No, you don't. Just take it and shut up. I just cringe a little bit every time somebody on the news says, follow the science. Well, excuse me, which scientists? Some of them are dopes. You point out in your article that since the pandemic started, there have been 75,000 peer-reviewed papers. Not all of those are good studies. Some of them have serious flaws, and then they contradict each other. So who's doing the picking and choosing about which ones we follow?
Exactly, and that's where it comes down to. If we use Dr. Fauci as our Sherpa through the science, it's science that he decides is okay. And if people, and I'm sure most people don't remember this, they're not old enough or weren't paying attention at the time, that he completely botched the science on AIDS. And if you go back and look at everything he said about AIDS, he was 100% wrong. So he was 100% wrong back in the 1980s, and he seems to be quite arrogant. And I can't say he's 100% wrong on everything now, but he can't admit that he was wrong about things. Look who came out and initially said, oh, how silly, quote unquote, you don't have to wear masks. And then suddenly we had to wear masks. He has changed his mind on so many things. And the thing that's bothersome about it is this is the person we're supposed to be listening to. Then he can at least say, you know what? COVID is a dynamic thing. It's changing. We're learning. And I was wrong. If he just said that, I think that we would have more sense of belief in what he said. And again, just like in life, if you just say, you know what, the situation's changing. I was wrong. And here's what new information is telling me. But that's not how it's been presented. It's just, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. And it doesn't matter what the other evidence is showing. I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. And this is not how you deal with science. That's not how you help save lives.
That's why virtually every study I've ever seen ends with more research is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
I think it's suspicious that Dr. Fauci leaves out important information also. For example, and I want to get back to this after this break that's coming up, he's admitted on one interview, only one out of the million that he's done, that he takes 6,000 units of vitamin D every day. He's not doing that without having looked at the studies on it. Why doesn't he share that information with other people? When we come back, I want to talk about the problem that we have with disparity in certain racial segments of the population. And you put on your website that you are... I didn't highlight it. I should have. But you point out that you're black, so you have a better justification for being able to talk to us about it than many of the rest of us do. But important that we get it right, what's going on in that area. So stay tuned. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaken here today with my prestigious guest, Dr. Marilyn Singleton. Don't go away. Important information to come. If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittaken, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Whittaken says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Wouldn't you like to increase your energy level and kickstart your natural healing power? Imagine reduced pain, less bloating, and enjoying a restful night's sleep. Maybe you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or perhaps you have loved ones who struggle with indigestion, Alzheimer's, concussion, or other discomforts. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Body Light Pad. Over 300 studies show how a special type of light helps with all those issues and more. This special light therapy helps by improving blood circulation and reducing inflammation. Those actions, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To request studies that pertain to your particular interest or to learn about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, and improve your whole body health with our flexible body light pad. Call 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
We're delighted today to have Marilyn Singleton, MD, JD, with us. She is a board-certified anesthesiologist, and impressively, she's the immediate past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and that means she's respected by her peers. And I want to point out to our listeners a reminder that we've been talking on this program for over a year about the importance of zinc to control the duplication and replication of the virus. We've been talking about in the blog, in the newsletter, and on the website about these early treatment options. So we try to stay responsibly on the cutting edge so that you don't have to wait for things to clear up the fog at the top of the news food chain. And Dr. Singleton, you say on your website, you describe yourself American, Black, Doctor, Uncensored. And you've apparently come a very long way because you were told in your bio, you say you were told they don't take Negroes at Stanford, which is pretty darn rude, but you still graduated from Stanford and you became a doctor at University of California, San Francisco Medical School, and then rose to president of a group of doctors who know a good doctor when they see one. On the subject of Black Americans, you wrote another article, Black Americans Need Action, Not More Navel Gazing. I knew I could do it. one thing that we've brought out repeatedly on this show, and we've interviewed authors on the subject, is that African Americans and other dark-skinned people are typically very low in vitamin D, and there are massive amount of studies now showing how important vitamin D is to protect you from not only from acquiring COVID, but from getting very sick with it, and will keep you alive. And yet, I haven't heard one single time that they've been yammering about, oh, well, we've really got a problem in the minority groups with COVID. They're just much more susceptible, as though it's something in their genes and that we can do nothing about it. They rarely, once in a while, will talk about food deserts or the fact that they don't have access to good food, but nobody has ever said, avoid having to take a $2,000 a day drug. Consider spending 5 cents a day on vitamin D. I got that yesterday from the Walmart website. You can buy a 10,000 IU capsule, 100 of them, for $5.49. That seems like something that we ought to talk about.
Well, absolutely. And worse, and I alluded to this before, is the idea of getting in the sun. The sun is free. And certainly we had COVID around in the spring and the summer when anybody in any longitude and latitude had sun. And that's when they told us to stay inside. And it just was so counterintuitive. And to not have people get out and breathe the fresh air, it And it just kind of makes me sick, because it was yet another thing that could have helped everyone. And like you mentioned, that people with darker skin, because that's not because God smote them with his finger. It's just that if you have darker skin, you don't absorb vitamin D the same way as people with lighter skin. So there's just lesser absorption. And so you need more. And as you mentioned, the pills are inexpensive. Go out in the sun and get some more. Drink some milk. It has fortified, but we all know that natural is better than added stuff. But nonetheless, these things aren't addressed. But that doesn't go with the agenda of making Black people into victims when most Black people are not victims, because you want to say, oh, it's because of the socioeconomic factors and name all these things that make white people feel guilty and this, that, and the other. Again, moving to a larger societal agenda. Let's get real. Let's get medical. And that there's reasons other than socioeconomic, which I'm not poo-pooing. They are out there with some groups. However, there's more obesity, and a lot of it is just different matters of taste and diet, and a lot of it is southern cooking versus northern cooking, and higher blood pressure, and those are risk factors for COVID.
But the officialdom seems to think that whatever the problem is, let's just throw money at it. And
exactly,
we need to throw some intelligence at it, and I appreciate the fact that you are helping us do that. We'll be back with just a little bit of time for you to wrap things up for us. This is Healthy by Nature, and my guest is Dr. Marilyn Singleton. I do invite you to go to the description of today's show in the archives, because I have links to her website and to at least two of her articles and a list of many others that you'll find interesting. And that's at hbnshow.com. Click listen on the menu and you'll see archives and you're off and running. We'll be right back.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising, because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the hbnshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. The natural digestive supplement, Garlagest, is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that Garlagest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to Garlagest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit garlagest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Hearing that commercial for my book on heartburn, the Natural Alternatives to Nexium, reminded me of another dogma thing. I was in the hospital briefly last year, and I challenged everything they did, and they were coming at me with these pills. And I said, what's that? What's that? Why? And one of them was a heartburn drug. And I said, I don't have heartburn. What's that for? Well, they said, well, that's just what we do. And I said, well, not for me. I'm not taking that. And I thought early in the show I mentioned that we wouldn't be working on toenail fungus today, but I should tell you that in the library on HBN there is help for that. So just go to the library and look for it under complaints or something. I don't remember rightly where it is. And I have to make a sad announcement. A friend of the show that's been with us for many, many years, Dr. Gus Kasanis, passed away. He apparently was in the hospital, had some kind of a heart issue. I have to wonder if just being in the hospital was part of the problem. But anyway, all the information about the memorial is on their Facebook page for the Kasanis Institute. And business will continue as usual at the clinic because he trained all the staff and they are continuing his fine work. So, so sorry for the family and for everybody who depended on him. Well, we need to have you come back, Dr. Singleton, because we've run out of time and there's so much more I wanted to talk about. I have one last question. I've noticed that, and this is from the CDC itself, that there have been 6,286 serious injuries since December 14th to the COVID vaccines, including 1,739 deaths. Of course, you never hear anything about that, 478 cases of Bell's palsy and so on. So just in this last minute, kind of wrap it up and tell us what you think of what your advice is about the vaccines.
I would say with regard to these vaccines, and we certainly, I hate to say, technically they aren't vaccines, because a vaccine is supposed to prevent you from getting the disease. The current ones that they are giving people now give you a minor case of the disease, and you get antibodies to it. If you can hold off, if you're not in a high-risk category, I would wait for certainly Novavax, which doesn't have any fetal tissue in it, and it's closer to your standard kind of vaccine. So if you want one, at least wait for that one.
I'll repeat that name, please.
Novavax. That's the company that makes it. It's Novavax. And if you go to Novavax's website, you'll see a description of the vaccine.
Thank you.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.